The Navy has been ramping up to be able to do these inspections. Up until this time, they were DISA inspections on shore installations. The Navy was doing inspections to this level to prepare their inspection team prior to coming on board here. The biggest thing for the ship was we have a crew of roughly 2,700 ship's company. The big thing was ensuring that everybody was aware of potential cyber threats and to go along with physical security and personnel security of the ship. The Information Assurance Division did a lot of work with preparing the program of records that we have on board. The various networks and systems we have are owned by different agencies throughout the government, and it was a big thing to make sure that they were all up to the DOD standard.
You mentioned the Defense Information Systems Agency has been already overseeing cyber inspections at Navy shore units before this program started. So can you give us a sense of how preparing for a cyber inspection in the context of being at sea is different from what you'd have to go through on shore?
The uniqueness of doing one on board a ship is that when you're underway, you have a whole different element of communication to be looking at via the satellite links, how we get our IP connectivity, and all the uniqueness of being underway, where you just don't have a constant connection because you're in a building. Everything changes when you're at float.
This being the first inspection of its kind, you must have taken some lessons away from the whole process. Any big light bulbs go off as you went through the exercise, getting ready for the inspection, and then actually undergoing the inspection, you know, that you think the Lincoln will be able to use in the future and that the Navy more broadly might be able to export to other ships?
Yes, we've learned quite a few lessons learned through the inspection, both for the Lincoln and for the Navy. Big things are IAVA vulnerability patching and staying up to date with the patches as they come out and to ensure that all 1,000 workstations are fully patched and come up with ways to make sure they're all online to receive the patches when they come out.
Right. Given the fact that you're not exactly connected to a huge data pipe when you're underway, I'd assume even getting those software patches on board has to be kind of a challenge.
Yes, sir. It makes it very difficult to receive them due to the limited bandwidth.
So this obviously was a success for you guys, especially for the first time out. I understand you scored 11% higher than even what the Navy's been seeing at shore-based units. What would have been the consequences if you failed the inspection or part of the inspection?
A lot of the inspection is just to give the commanding officer and the command in DOD and Navy the risk that your network poses to the gig of you being connected. So, I mean, if you was totally off kilter on your network, they could disconnect you from the gig, the global information grid, until you got up to standards. It's different criteria on how you score. Your networks receive a score, and then your personnel and physical security of the command receive a score also. Then they go together to give you your final score. The biggest thing they're looking for is to ensure that the ship is upholding the DOD standards across the board for security and network protection and network operations. DOD has a checklist published for everything they're looking for. They're called STIGs, and everything's based off the STIG checklist.
And is there any way to sort of compare, I mean, you obviously go through a lot of inspections, not just cyber. Is there any way to compare the difficulty of going through a cyber inspection vice the various other kinds of inspections a Navy aircraft carrier has to go through?
Yes. This is a very intense inspection. It would be compared to an in-service inspection.
And, you know, like other inspections, is it fair to assume that an underway cyber inspection is something that involves the entire crew, you know, rather than just being something that you and the rest of the IT folks on board have to worry about?
It reaches down to every crew member's life due to the fact of the physical security, challenging people when you see them and you don't know who they are, and everything along those lines, and personnel security, making sure people maintain their clearances and that they're doing what they're supposed to do in their spaces.